It's every developer's dream, free training on technical issues they care about by colleagues they trust. This episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Welcome to Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with the one and only portfolio architect of the Learning Experiences team. This is Colin Leith. Colin, thanks for being on Dev Radio today.
It's my pleasure, Jerry. Thanks for having me. I was a little intimidated by the podcast. It seems a little cramped, but we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, well, it's tight quarters in here in the virtual world. Colin, we're going to just talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy. There are a handful of developers out there who may not know what it is. Just give us a rundown. What is Microsoft Virtual Academy?
Microsoft Virtual Academy is a great platform that we deliver developer training on. It's free, completely free. Just come and see us. We do combinations of the live event, so as the speakers are there, you can ask Q&A and everything else, and then we make the videos later available for download.
Live events are fun because you get to interact with the audience.
Absolutely. It's really hard to do a in-person, not doing the in-person, you don't have the audience reaction. So you're catching that live event. And then as your questions come up, you can ask them immediately and you don't have to post them in a forum and hope someone comes back to it later.
Let's start with you, Colin. I didn't really settle in on what a portfolio architect is. Kind of run us around the bases on that one.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds really high level.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. Exciting. It really is a cool aspect of it. What I do is I do for the topic areas for developer as well as database / SQL Server and how that area is changing a lot. Microsoft has the Learning Experiences team, and we deliver the MVAs, which is, again, our sort of live streaming and on-demand video training. We also have other aspects that we deliver content through. So one is Microsoft Press, been around for ages and ages, and those are the ones that you could see in a brick and mortar or do your downloads nowadays on your readers. I also manage the exams and the certifications for the developers in SQL. And we do have a partner delivery channel. So we do classroom training as well. The full spectrum.
Way more than just MVA.
Way more than just MVA.
Way more. All right. But today, this episode of Dev Radio, we're going to talk about MVA, specifically the October catalog, because there's a lot of cool courses coming. And I want you to just kind of tell us what we can expect, what developers can look forward to.
Okay, absolutely. For MVA, we've got some buckets, if you will. We call the first one is Web Wednesdays. Anything related to the web, pretty self-explanatory there. We're trying to keep things straight in our mind and hopefully keep it in everybody else's. Think of MVA on web and Wednesdays.
Nice.
So what we do is we're going to be doing a combination of our events that we're streaming. So we have some upcoming. And then as those recordings make available, we'll try to release them around those Wednesdays also. So you have that cadence coming. So
nice.
We've got SignalR coming up.
It's SignalR Saturday?
SignalR Saturday. No. We're keeping them all under our web aspect. So that is actually going to be recorded on the 24th, and then it'll come out 2 weeks after that. And that's our second in the Web Wednesday series. Our first one that we just did and that is available on demand right now is using responsive UI with Bootstrap. So we've got Christopher Harrison and John Galloway there. So that kind of leads off the Web Wednesdays. It's up there now. We'll follow that up with the SignalR. And then we're going to move into SPA, single page applications.
Okay.
So on October 8th, everyone mark your calendars. We'll be doing that one live, and you can get the full streaming effect there. And single page applications with Angular and jQuery.
Now, to be fair, a developer can attend these live, get to interact with the authors sometimes. But if they miss it, you record the whole thing. They can still watch it a week or so later, right?
Yes. And also, sometimes these guys move pretty quickly. You might know yourself, Jerry. And for the audience to keep up there, they like to have the little rewind button. So you can always catch up, and we make them available. You go there, you can stream them, you can use a viewer, and it's a great experience to go back and pick up on what you might have missed or forgot a week later.
Yeah, that's perfect. I've done this with my wife. I'm like, look, you can totally speed it up because you can go to 1.5 speed. like, look at this, or half speed, and she went straight to the pause button. let's see. The there's Web Wednesdays, but there's more than that.
There's more than that, yeah. So as we mentioned, we have the Web Wednesdays, and then we also are kind of kicking off another series to keep a cadence around a day of the week that kind of helps stick in our minds and see if you can free up some time. We're going to do Gaming Thursdays. So we just recorded a few Unity events this month, so those guys are getting populated. So we started off with that. And then we got a slew of them just going throughout the year. We'll be hitting these up. The next in the path here. And I believe Dev Radio has featured it coming up. So we got Construct 2 coming up. So
that's going to be a good one, no doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, just kind of quickly get going into a game with that tool. It's really fantastic. And that one's the 25th. And then 2 weeks later, we'll make the recordings available. Then we're going to go into something, I guess, we're going to go straight to HTML5, developing 2D games with HTML5. So
awesome.
So those people who want to use those technologies, who want to get the breadth of platforms there, they don't want to put something in between the browser or the machine, so you get some pretty good response out of those for mobile apps and things. So
nice.
HTML5 coming up.
Okay.
And then we've got another one there coming in that series. Again, that's the Gaming Thursdays that we're going after. And this one is going to be WebGL, 3D game development. And
awesome.
We're very excited about this one. And we've got the Babylon 3D game development with WebGL and Babylon JS. So that's another in that kind of web technology area. You can take advantage of the JavaScript and the open source. And we've got David Catu, who is going to help out there. He knows a little bit about Babylon JS. And
lucky us. Lucky
us, man. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. All of this in October. Oh, my gosh. Keep going.
Okay.
Management Mondays.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Wait, there's more. So, again, we've got a few others coming through. We're going to be playing in the SQL Server / Azure space as well. So a lot of, depending what your apps are, there's always a data layer in there someplace. We'll start with the Azure SQL database. So that will give us, that kind of centrally located in the cloud place access for wherever your app is going from. And you don't have to worry about managing and spinning up servers. So you're using the Azure SQL database. We'll also be doing some activities there around machine learning coming up as well.
Nice. Very hot right now. Very hot.
Totally a hot topic. Get some really intelligence out of the data there and really make some nice experiences using the Azure machine learning. So that would be another one we have. I guess let's juxtapose that going all the way to the machine learning. I should mention that we're also doing an introduction to programming with Python. Really at another end of the spectrum, saying I'm talking about the language. We're not talking about, you know, that end goal of a game or a web or something really convoluted. And we think this will be a great introduction for people who are developers and want to kind of look at Python. But also you may have some other people who are just interested in getting into development. So that's a nice way with all the wonderful technologies that Azure allows and plays nicely with, we want to expand our horizon besides just .NET.
That's right. It's a real world out there. There are things that have to be done.
And MVA is our great platform for reaching out and just kind of spinning this up, seeing what people like, reacting to it, giving them what they need. And then as things move really quickly, we can adapt to it and make more great content for developers.
Colin, help a developer out here. He's watching, she's watching, she's like, how am I going to really know about this catalog? He said a lot of stuff all at once. Where do they go to find out more?
Okay, the best place to go is we got one of those wonderful aka.ms links. So aka.ms/MVA. That'll get you to the homepage for the Virtual Academy. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
when you want to get to the live events, which we really love your participation, presenters love your participation, gives them that energy, plus they can kind of tailor custom, you know, those questions and help guide them and give you some answers. There's a live events tab there, so you can see those ones. But other than that, just browse the catalog, and we'll constantly have upcoming, as these live events switch to on-demand, you'll be able to see them, and you can subscribe to RSS feeds and things like that. So that was aka.ms/MVA.
Seems easy enough. Hey, now explain the MVA points. You know what I mean?
The MVA points.
Yeah. you know what I mean? The rewards points?
Oh, the rewards. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The key aspects. I was afraid I had to wear a product manager hat or something like that. Jerry, I'm a content guy. So,
but this is part of the benefit of going to a live event as well, right?
Yeah, when you do the live events, we give you a code to register for the MVA points, and you can kind of compete against each other and see star ratings as you go and different activities on MVA. We really want you to be engaged. We want you to maybe enable a learning plan of things you want to do. And as you do the activities, we give you these points. But the live events give you more points right off the bat, so that's an exciting way to rack up those points a little faster.
First to 10 trillion points gets a free Tesla, and that's kind of an exciting thing.
Yes,
10 trillion
yes.
will take a while.
Yeah, yeah, 10 trillion, and you know, and we believe there's many places that you can recharge the Tesla also with these points. We see that in the future.
With the points, awesome.
Yeah.
That's an important part, though. The MVA site, you know, AKAMS/MVA takes you to Microsoft Virtual Academy, right? And but you can build out a real learning plan and follow along that plan.
That is correct. It's helping track your progress, giving you a place to go back to kind of, you know, feed upon it. We also like that in the sense that as you go through some of these events that I alluded to before, where we have this issue with the cloud and changing technologies. So as we pull up another event on that topic, we'll be able to kind of push that notification out to you as well. So, you know,
it's a nice resource, you know, it's just a nice resource for developers. Now, Colin, this is October we're talking about. This is a lot in 1 month. Are there any courses planned for November?
We have courses constantly being planned and all the way out.
Let's do this again. Let's circle back and do an MVA for November next month. How about that?
I'd love to join you, Jerry.
All right, perfect. There's a lot for you to learn, a lot for you to take advantage of at Microsoft Virtual Academy. Content that's been there, content that's there today, not just the stuff that's coming in October. Things you can learn all the way across the platform and off the Microsoft platform as well. Colin, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.